ஓம் அஜானதிமிராந்தஸ்ய ஜானாஞ்சன சலாகயா சக்ஷுருன்மீலிதம் யேன தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குரவே நமஃ. வஞ்சாகல்பதருப்யஶ்ச கிருபாசிந்துப்யைவ ச பதிதானாம் பாவனிப்யோ வைஷ்ணவேப்யோ நமோ நம. ஆல் க்ளோரிஸ் டு ஸ்ரீ ஸ்ரீ குரு அண்ட் கௌரங்க. ஆல் க்ளோரிஸ் டு தி டிவோட்டீஸ் ஆஃப் வெஸ்டர்ன் வேர்ல்ட், ஸ்பெஷலி here assembled devotees. I am very happy to come here. Last year also I came here. Last year, no? October. Actually, I heard Sripad Krishna Kirtanananda Swami also, who will be here. And after so long, I have got his darshan here. Prabhupada is a dear disciple, and not only that, I heard his first sannyas disciple, no? Then I am so happiness feeling in my heart. Anyhow, what for I am here and what is my duty, everything I am trying to remember again and again. I joined UHAD 1947 in the lotus feet of Guru Maharaj, and from 1947 I stayed in Calcutta, Mott, for my studying something, Sanskrit grammar, etc. And also that time Guru Maharaj is not always living then in Calcutta. Guru Maharaj was living in Navadvip. Then Guru Maharaj said, you must learn Srimad Bhagavad Gita from Srila Swami Maharaj. And he have also two, three sons, and they was my friend, especially middle son Mathura was my friend and also quarreling with me. But we are living within his family. We three, four student was there and myself. Srila Swami Maharaj has much affection for us. Especially, I was very naughty boy, and for that his affection come to me more. And also he have much love for Guru Maharaj. And Guru Maharaj likes me, then he likes me more. Maybe this is cause, but actually I am thinking, from that say 1947 and up to 1985, Guru Maharaj tried to make me qualified. And always 1964, I remember Guru Maharaj wants to give his missionary charge, his ashram actually, not mission that was. There was one ashram, brahmachari, deity and devotee. And Guru Maharaj wants to give me that charge. But Guru Maharaj always giving pressure to me, take sannyas. And after taking sannyas, I shall give you charge. And I am telling, no Maharaj, I am not qualified. I am not feeling so qualified as a sannyasi. Please, you give me time. But Guru Maharaj thinking he not will live so long. And that time he make one document. There also he named, I shall be acharya of that mot. But if I not take sannyas, I shall not be acharya, but I must take sannyas and take charge of his mission. This way he make one document, a registered document, that's called deed of settlement and deed of gift to the deity, all property given to the deity. And settlement is that the governing body will wait, not task board, will wait 5 years for me. If I shall not take sannyas within 5 years, then they will select another acharya. But I was not so enthusiastic to take this position. Actually, I was very unqualified, no doubt. But something qualification come through association of the great Vaishnavas like Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj and others, also Guru Maharaj's god brother, big, big personalities there. And fortunately I am getting their association. That is, they are coming yearly 5, 6, 7, 8 times, coming to Guru Maharaj, and they are staying in our mat. And we are 3, 4 brahmachari only, serving them, getting some association. And also their topics for discussion, we are hearing that. Then year after year after year, getting association of the sadhus and hearing from them, some qualification must come. And through that I realize, I am not qualified as an acharya of this mat. That is, chair of Srila Sridhar Maharaj is very heavy and high chair. And I am very below standard brahmachari. Then I was not enthusiastic to take it, but Guru Maharaj declared in 1947, if I can make this boy, he will be acharya, my successor of this mat. Then many, his 3, 4, his god brother was very angry, and angrily they left that mat. But Guru Maharaj tried varieties way to make me as a qualified. And after that 1964, and then year after year going, and time to time Guru Maharaj insisting me, oh Govinda Maharaj, now you can take sannyas, now you can take sannyas. And I am thinking lastly, if I take sannyas, Guru Maharaj will disappear. That is, his burden, his mission, his duty and his devotee. Who will take charge? And if I take charge, Guru Maharaj is thinking I am qualified. I may think I am unqualified or anything, but he is thinking I am qualified. And for that he will give that burden in my shoulder, and within few months he will disappear. His health condition everybody knows, it not was so good. He is showing that. Anyhow, and Guru Maharaj make his god brothers lastly some trustees. But all god brothers disappear. He will disappear and trustee will be manager. But all god brothers also disappear. Lastly, Srila Swami Maharaj, Prabhupada, he also disappear. Then day by day this situation, and I am thinking, I am not qualified, still I am not qualified. But if I take, then Guru Maharaj also will disappear. And two way, I am waiting, but in 1985, one day Guru Maharaj called me and said, Govinda Maharaj, day after tomorrow you will take sannyas. And I told Guru Maharaj, I have very difficulty 2 months. After 3 months in Gaur Purnima time, I must take sannyas. I am promising you, please give me 3 months time. But Guru Maharaj said, no, day after tomorrow you take sannyas. If you say no, I shall die just now. And hearing that, I have no other way. I know what Guru Maharaj is telling, that is truth. And his condition, health condition was showing very bad. That is, I was his doctor, homeopathy, I am a homeopathy doctor. And all allopathy doctors, they given up, they cannot treat Guru Maharaj. Then I am treating, and 13 years I am treating, maybe. 10 years, 12 years, like that, through homeopathy. And I know his heart condition. If I say, no, Maharaj, I cannot, then his heart will be failure, no doubt. And I give an answer, Maharaj, I am your goat. You can cut my neck or cut my leg as you like you to. I cannot say no today. That is, you are determined to give me. Then Guru Maharaj said, call Puri Maharaj. And some brahmachari, friend of Puri Maharaj, he sent, and Puri Maharaj come. Then day after tomorrow, Guru Maharaj has given me sannyas. And after 3 months, in Gaur Purnima time, he declared he is acharya of this mat, and on behalf of me, everything he will do. This way I become acharya. But still I am feeling I am not qualified. But that is, service come to me, and I am trying to serve. Sannyas means the kai mono bhakko. Kai means bodily, mentally, and verbally. I serve my guru and Gauranga in front of the fire I am promising this. This is the meaning, real meanings of Vaishnava sannyas. Otherwise, in the Kali Yuga sannyas is not possible. Kali Yuga sannyas restricted. Aswamedham gavalambam sannyasam palapaitrikam devareno sutatpatti kalaupancha vivarchayet. It is useless. But Vaishnava sannyas is possible. And Vaishnava sannyas means the wholeheartedly I shall serve my Lord. This promise I am taking in front of fire. That is real Vaishnava sannyas. And shown in Srimad Bhagavatam, there we can see etang samasthaya paratmanistham upasitang purvatamair mahadvi ahang tarishyami durantaparam tamo mukundangri nisevayaiva. Here is mentioned, mukundangri nisevayaiva. Through service to Krishna, service to Krishna means Guru Gauranga and Vaishnava, that is the service to Krishna. Aradhananam sarvesam Vishnu aradhanam param tasmat paradharam devi tadiyanam samarcharam. Best service to the Vaishnava, that is the highest service to Krishna. Then, that is service life, 24 hours I spent for my Guru Gauranga, and that is the service to Krishna. And that way my sannyas happened, and my acharyaship also happened. But after that, I have got much affection from Srila Prabhupada's disciple. Many 80% disciple, they are so affectionate, still they are very much affectionate, the acharyas, all of acharya of Prabhupada's mission, that is ISKCON mission, this year, Gaur Purnima time, they came to our mat and met with me, and I also meet with them, and we are very happily talked something, and they, in Navadvip Dhamparikrama time this year, they came also. And time to time, I am getting some good association of many acharya of ISKCON. And not only that, out of ISKCON, living so many Prabhupada's disciples, and 80% disciple is very affectionate with me, and I am indebted with them 200%, not 100%. That is, today I am in the Western world, and by their grace of Prabhupada, Prabhupada entered in this Western world, make tunnel. And through that tunnel, I enter in this Western world. Before, nobody came from Gaudiya Mission. Some sannyasi brahmachari came in America and London, Germany, France. They tried to preach, but cannot preach there. They preach something and must preach something, but that not was noticeable preaching, actually. But when Prabhupada alone came here in this Western world, and 1 year we can say he have done much tapasya, austerity have got. And after 1 year, Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu, what given through him, you all, that is the evidence. And whole world now chanting and dancing the name of Lord Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Who do not know it? Everybody knows. If I not mention name of Prabhupada, then it is great offense for me also, I think. Anyhow, one disciple of Srila Prabhupada, and he is my very good friend. And sometimes he is coming to see me and staying maybe 1 month and more like that. But he is little, very straight and little crazy. And he is asking, one day suddenly he come to me and he asking, "Oh Govinda Maharaj, I have one question." I told, "What is your question, Maharaj?" "Srila Prabhupada given us so much about Krishna consciousness, and we have got, and through that we are here in India, we are practicing Krishna consciousness, and when Prabhupada's instruction we have got, Jay, anything after me, anything more good wants to know, you can go to Srila Sridhar Maharaj." And we come to Sridhar Maharaj, and Sridhar Maharaj also given more and more explanation about Krishna consciousness and more, what English, Maharaj? Deep thinking, what was not with us, that is, we was not so qualified. What Prabhupada not given to us, but after qualification, Sridhar Maharaj given more than that. What discussion doing Sridhar Maharaj and Prabhupada, that also come to us. But you are not giving us anything new, and we are not getting from you anything new. What shall I do, can you say? That is his question. Yeah, Prabhupada given so much, and more deep way, Sridhar Maharaj, from Sridhar Maharaj we have got many things about Radha Krishna, about Radha Kunda, Sham Kunda, Govardhan, Jamuna, Krishna Lila, many things we have got. But that two gurus gone, now you are guru. So what you are giving to us? Nothing, one year or something. I am with you, but I have not got anything new from you. Then why I shall stay with you? That is, mentioned. I was very happy to hear that. Then I told Maharaj, "Are you sure? You have got from Prabhupada, you have got from Sridhar Maharaj. Are you sure?" "Yes, I am sure. He is very straight and very strong brain, a little crazy." Then he told, "If you cannot give new things, you can say, we shall go out from you." And straight man, very straight. And I told Maharaj, "I am very sorry. What given Prabhupada and what given Sridhar Maharaj, more than that, nobody can give you in this mundane world. Nobody have that power to give you. And what they are giving, that is the highest conception. Even Sampradaya, many Acharya, they cannot give that. Srila Prabhupada, empowered by Nityananda Prabhu, he given all over the world the Krishna Nam Sankirtan and Krishna consciousness. Guru Maharaj rectified many of the devotees. And more, some deeper thinking Guru Maharaj given to them. What? They are discussing too. Tushyanti cha ramanti cha, like that. Viśati ta dantaram. Tarpade apichet sudurācāro. Jena māmu pujānti te. That type of conception, they are not discussing outward, externally. But deep thinking, they are discussion, doing always. And Guru Maharaj has given that type of knowledge to you. Then Srila Swami Maharaj and Guru Maharaj, what? Not given, I cannot give that type of any knowledge to you. Maharaj, I am folded and telling to you, please go somewhere and search. If you get, that is very nice. If you not will get it, many Acharya living, Prabhupada, Saraswati, Thakur, many disciples still living, you can try, Maharaj. I am very insignificant and unqualified. And more than them, I cannot give you anything. This is my final answer to you. If you are not satisfied with me, you please see somewhere. When you see, you take, not to get, please come to me again. And we shall stay happily here. In Chaitanya Saraswati Mathu, I have no money, any
difficulty.
Then after hearing, he gone in his room. And after half an hour he come to me and crying and told, I think, Maharaj, what you told, that is 100% truth. What not given by Srila Prabhupada and not given Srila Sridhar Maharaj. More than that, nobody can give us that. Only what they are given, that knowledge they, someone can give something other way or some finest way can give us. But more than that, nobody can give. And now I feel, half an hour I think it in my room. And you forgive my offense, etc., etc. He told many things and do Sastanga Dandavat. Well, that's another thing. And my matter is, the topics is this. Yeah, why I come in this Western world? What Prabhupada has given, that is sufficient for the West. Not necessary to more, to take, not only give, not to take. What Prabhupada given, that is sufficient, I am thinking. That is Krishna consciousness. And who is fortunate soul, he have also got some association of Srila Guru Maharaj and some finest point, discussion opportunity also have got with Srila Guru Maharaj. Then that is sufficient, I think so. But why I come here? I promise to my Guru, I shall see your, I shall serve your, my English is very poor, I do not know English, you know? Maharaj knows. Yeah, I cannot speak one word that time. Oh, and I have seen Maharaj. And I don't read book or anything, only talking with the devotee, this qualification, and it is mercy of Guru Maharaj, you can say. Guru Maharaj said me, I told Guru Maharaj, I cannot manage your mission, that is, I do not know English. Guru Maharaj said, when English necessary, it will come to you, don't worry. I am thinking, now come to me something, for expression, my heart. Anyhow, I promise Guru Maharaj I shall serve your mission, I shall serve your deity, and I shall serve your devotee. That was my sonnyas. My sonnyas is worthless like that. But I took and promised. Promise you can do. You have right to do promise. And that is our Vaishnava sannyas is promise. I have no difficulty. And I am trying heart and soul to continue my seva. I am thinking it is my service to the devotee. And for that I come here. And while I am seeing some deficiency, and what type of deficiency, you know, you are all chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So, somebody is so much enthusiastic, somebody chanting year after year, but not feeling very enthusiasm in their heart. And what result we are expecting, we are not seeing that result.
You are saying, why am I coming to the West?
Yes. That is my service. I think all over the world I have many friends. They need my association, but what shall I give them? I shall give something. And for that I come. And that, giving thing, what is English, Maharaj?
Gift.
That gift, what is gift? It is not my special anything. It is, everybody knows, but their remembrance, giving them that remembrance I come. That is together we are here today. We can remember our previous the devotional life. We can remember our gurus, and we can remember and can consult, can discuss why we are not getting so much good result. We are getting something result, no doubt, but why not getting proper result? And for that, necessary some discussion within our own self. Not necessary if newcomer will come, they also will get some inspiration through us, through our activity. And newcomer, they have no so much offense. That is, they are newcomer, they do not know many things. But we join in the line of Krishna consciousness and making always offense. Now, it was not before. And why offense coming? You know the 10 kinds of offense to the Harinam, that is the cause. 10 kinds of offense to the Harinam, that is only cause that the Harinam not revealing himself, and we are not getting proper result. English is correct,
Maharaj. Yeah, fine.
Then we need to realize it. And if we will try to realize properly, then we can see we are not following the directives of Sriman Mahaprabhu. We are following directives of Prabhupada. But main things we are forgetting. Prabhupada's directives, 4 directives, no? Everybody knows. No gambling, no
illicit sex,
and
no intoxication.
And not meat eating. Not hinsa.
No violence,
jiva hinsa. But we are following that. But main thing what Mahaprabhu said and Prabhupada said and Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur said, Rupa Goswami said, Sanatana Goswami said, that we forgot. Actually not forgot, it is we know. Ignoring that. What is this? Trinadapi sunichena taruriva sahishnuna and amanina manodena kirtaniya sadahari. I have got result in my life. I want to give, if I have got some good sweet or something, or some honey or something, good food. If I got that taste, I must give to my friends. That is nature of transcendental world. And we will try to spread it, that consciousness. You know everything, and why you are not following? And what result will come to follow this? Nobody will be your enemy. Actually, everybody will be your friend. If you are humble, then everybody will think, oh, he is very humble person, he not will disturb me, then I shall not disturb him. If you give honor to others, what fault for that? Who have no honor, Mahaprabhu said, give honor to him also. Amanina manodena, who have no honor actually, who is not doing honorable work, give honor to him also. And tolerant. That is necessary in our sampradaya. Sampradaya means society. And if we can follow it properly, at least 60% we can follow, we must get result that. We are taking second initiation. We are not doing properly Gayatri Japa. Nobody doing. And who is doing, he have a mountain of ego. I am Brahmin, I am. Then when I am going to Jagannath temple, I am very unhappy. Unhappily going to Jagannath temple, that is, our friends cannot enter into the Jagannath temple. Puri, they are not giving entrance. Some rules and regulations in the second initiation mantra. But first initiation, there is no rules and no regulation. Only avoid the 10 kinds of offenses. And if you will try to do that, you must follow that trinada pishuni chena, tarori basaishnuna, amanina manodena, kirtaniya sadahari. Then you can chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And your tongue, it is not spiritual tongue, not transcendental tongue. But mantram is transcendental. The transcendental mantram by the mundane tongue, you cannot spell, no?
Pronounce
it. Then when I am going to Jagannath temple, I am very unhappy. Unhappily going to Jagannath temple, that is, our friends cannot enter into the Jagannath temple. Puri, they are not giving entrance, the Western devotee, and mostly Western devotee, our friend. They are living in the Puri, they are going to the Puri, but cannot enter into the Jagannath temple. And I am unhappy, but I am going every time, once going. If I stay 15 days, I first going to Jagannath. After 1 or 2 days, I am going to Jagannath. But why? Unhappily going and going to Jagannath. But going Jagannath. What I am saying, that I want to tell you. I am going to Jagannath and I am telling to Jagannath, oh, Prabhu Jagannath, please see me. I am present sir, in the school. The student, what doing? Present. The master or mistress, roll call.
Yeah.
They are doing roll call and student telling, present sir. I am giving my present sir to you. I come for that. I not come to see you. Oh my Lord, I have not that type of capacity to see you. But I am present in front of you. That is, you are honorable Lord. And you are living in the temple. If I not come to you, I make offense to your holy lotus feet. And for that I am coming to show you myself in front of you, yes sir, I am present here. But I not come to see you. That is, first thing, I cannot see you. With my this mundane vision, I cannot see the transcendental form of Lord Jagannath. And I am unhappy that is my friends cannot come inside of your temple. You will give permission, no doubt, after few years. That time I shall stay or not, I do not know. But at present they cannot come, for that I am unhappy. But that is you are my Lord, I must come to see you. And not for seeing, showing to you. That Harinam is like that. Atha Sri Krishna Namadi, no bhavet grajyam indriye, seval mukhe hi jivado shayameva spurattada. We cannot chant properly. That is, our tongue is mundane, mind is mundane. Everything is mundane, living within mundane. Plane of exploitation, always our business going on. Then which way we shall chant properly Hare Krishna Mahamantra? But it is Mahamantra and all mantram the best and given by Mahaprabhu. Our Guru Parampara come down, this mantra coming down through our Guru Parampara and through Srila Prabhupada, you have got that mantra and I have got that mantra from Guru Maharaj. But why we are not getting proper result? We must think and chant. Then we will be happy. It will reveal in our heart and Harinam will dance in our tongue. But we cannot stop to chant, no doubt. That is chanting, only chanting the holy name, we will get everything stated in the scriptures. But we need result quick, not after life after life after life. Why we shall wait life after life? If it is possible within this life, today is present day in my hand, tomorrow what will be, I do not know. And yesterday what passed, that past history for my life. I can learn from that past history, but I cannot repeat that. I do not want to repeat that my past. I want to follow the directives of Gurudev, Guru Maharaj. And tomorrow also, day after tomorrow also, I shall make that service for Guru Gauranga. And today in my hand, chanting is service to the Harinam. And another place also, Nama Chintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, Nitya Shuddha Purna Mukta Abhinnatva Nama Namina. Non-different form with Radha Govinda, that is Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And Prabhupada given that Mahamantra to you all. Guru Maharaj has given that Mahamantra to you all. Then you try to get proper, more good result. You are getting some result, no doubt, there. Nama bhase mukti hai.
Through nama bhase you get liberation. Through only hazy name, you get liberation.
Through nama bhase, anybody can get liberation. Then we are not hankering for liberation. Our hankering for the service to Harinam. And service to Harinam means non-different form with Radha Govinda and service to Radha Govinda. That way are directives, keep direction going. Virachaya maidannang dina bandhu dayamba gatiriya navabhavatta kachidanna mamasti nivatatu satakotir nirbharangva navambha stadavikila payoda stuyate chatakena. O Krishna, you please be merciful, that is my prayer. But if you are not merciful to me, if you think I shall go to somewhere and take there one bottle of mercy, that is not my nature. My nature like chatak bird. You heard chatak bird? The name chatak bird? One kind of bird in India. They are only taking the rain water. When the cloud coming in the sky, they are all flying. And rain water falling, and they are taking that rain water. But they are not taking the water from the pond or other places. That is the nature of chatak bird. The Rupa Goswami said, chatak bird always glorifying the clouds, rainful cloud, but he never going to other anywhere for collecting a drop of water. I am your servant, I want to take your mercy. If you give your mercy, I shall be very happy, and please give your mercy, that is my prayer. But you can give mercy, or you can give me thunderbolt. That is your wills. It is not depending upon me, it is depending upon you. This way, Rupa Goswami Prabhu's expression, he told, je saranagati, which way saranagati will come to us?
Surrender.
He shown surrendered soul's position. He shown it. And it will increase everything will increase within association of the sadhu. That is sadhu, 24 hours they are serving their Lordship Krishna, and always they engage for the service to Krishna. And if you need that service to Krishna with association of the sadhu, you will get it. And in India, many religion we can see, but everywhere, like Christianity, like Mahamaranism, like Buddhism, like Sikhism, many religion in India. But everywhere they are same. It is English, Maharaj. They are same in one point, and that is chanting the holy name of their Lord, their God, their Allah, or anything you can say.
Their Lord.
Their Lord. Chanting the holy name, here is all. Then everybody is not foolish. All sampradaya is not bogus. Sampradaya, when come in this world, that time must was super value for that knowledge, like Buddhism. You see, when everybody killing the beast,
animals.
Animals, beast, everybody they are killing and random and telling some shlokas from Vedas and killing the animals. And Buddha said, your bed is bogus. Throw out bed first. And hear from me, ahimsa parama dharma. Buddha also avatar, he also incarnation of Lord. Like that, time to time, from the above, upper
level,
sometimes Lord himself coming, sometimes associate sending, sometimes incarnation, taking incarnation. Many way Lord wants to do good for us, and varieties way we can see the religion also appear in India. But all religions said, the chanting the holy name of the Lord, this is best. And they are doing that. And Mahaprabhu said, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatironnatha. Only the chanting holy name you will get everything. And without chanting the holy name, you not will get anything. No other alternative. Nasteva, nasteva, nasteva gatiranyaka. In the age of Kali, here mantram and other process very difficult to follow, but chanting the holy name, chanting after chanting after chanting, you will get piety and more inspiration. And when it will reveal in your heart, everything becomes transcendental. And that time the naam, rinam, namnache, jeevnache, nache, premadon, jagat nachay maya kore polayan. And divine name, that is transcendental vibration, will dance in your tongue. Tongue, that means tongues will be tongues become.
Will be spiritualized.
Will be spiritualized. Tongue will be spiritualized, body will be spiritualized, vision will be spiritualized, everything will be spiritualized. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Yedin grihe bhajana dekhi, grihe te goloka bhaye, charana sidhu dekhiya ganga sukh nasima paye. When we are seeing, when I am seeing the my house, everybody doing some bhajan, bhajan means sravan, kirtan, sharan, bandhan, etc. That is called bhajan. You know bhajan. What is bhajan? The jedin, when in my house I am seeing that activity, service to my Lord, and I am seeing my house become Golok Vrindavan. Grihete Goloka Bhaye. I can see my house become already Vrindavan. Everything will be transcendentalized. And it is possible, and that mantra given our gurus, then we will try to follow the main directives of gurus. Badhasya charanam dhruvasya chavayo vidya gajendra shaka kubjaya kimunama rupa madhikam Ugrasaking Paurusham, Bangshoko Vidrusha Jadavapate Ugrasaking Paurusham, Bhaktatushatikevalanga Nachagunai Bhakti Piyo Madhava. The bad, the hunter, the deer hunter, which way he is a devotee. It is stated in Mahabharata. You read it, I think so. And deer hunter, who is a, he is a devotee. The possible. Krishna said in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Apichet Sudra Charo Bhajate Mamanannabhak, Sadureva Samantabha Sadmag Babosito Hisa, Kirato Hunanda Pulinda Pukkasa, Avira Sumha Javada Khasadaya, Jennecha Papa Yadipasraya Sraya, Shuddhanti Tasmai Prabhu Vishnavenava. It is the quality and qualification of Krishna. He can make us perfect, revealing in our heart. Then Prabhupada said, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Mahaprabhu said, chant Hare Krishna, no other alternative. Guru Maharaj said, chant Hare Krishna and see their glories. Then now we shall chant Hare Krishna today. And I want to finish my talk. Jai Om Vishnuvasya Bhaktiloka Sridhar Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai! Shri Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai! Jai Sabri Gaurav Prasad Thakur Ki Jai!
All right,
let's
take some questions.
Om Vishnuvada Sarjadeh
Shri Bhaktivedanta
Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai! Jai Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Ki Jai! Jai Bhaktivedanta Ki Jai! Jai Sri Advaita Charya Prabhu Ki Jai!
If you have any question, I am living in the ashram of Sripad Giri Maharaj. If you can come there and I shall try to give the answer. And question answer is very good for me. Actually, I cannot speak English good. And for that, continuously giving lecture is difficult for me. But question answer is short way. I can give very nice, and I think so. You also will be benefited. And today now 9 o'clock, it will take 3 hours again. And we shall chant here, and also we shall take prasadam here with Sripad Kirtananda Swami Maharaj. Then
Haribol.
We want to finish now, eh? That is good. Jai Guru Maharaj.
Yeah.